Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Mark Myers from Myers Estates, and he is a franchisor with four offices and five people working as franchisees. Talk to me about your estate agency franchise proposition. Talk to me.
Well, Chris, we actually have, we got six offices now.
Six?
So it's growing very quickly. What we did was we started off with some pilots. And
when was that?
That was back in 2013. And what we've done is myself and my wife started our business out of our garage in 2011. And what we did was
Were you an estate agent before then?
Yeah, so a bit of history was I started in London in Foxtons. So I worked in Notting Hill, Foxtons. I worked in Mayfair, Foxtons. So I met John Hunt, Peter Rawlings. I did about 5 years there, and I returned back to Dorset, and I worked in Countrywide in Manning Co. for quite a long time. I ended up as
who's the regional director boss person?
Louis Powell at the time, and so Louis was my boss there, and all the offices that I ran, I used with a sort of a Foxton's mentality, and we ended up with a leading brand in every town that I went to. But there was no legacy behind what I did. I ended up as a regional and I didn't really enjoy that job. So me and my wife started our own business for our garage in 2011. Just saying all that people care about is the service. They're not interested in offices anymore.
Okay.
And off we went.
So you started your own agency from your garage, so not on the high street. So you were almost pre-Purple Bricks, which was 2014, if memory serves me well, from a garage. How did that go in terms of not being on the high street? You were a bit ahead of your time at that point, weren't you?
Well, interestingly enough, when I was at Foxtons, I handed my notice in Notting Hill, and I can remember Peter Rawlings asked me to stay. And they gave me a job this is back in 1999, in Mayfair, looking at ways that Foxtons could develop their brand. And I spent time looking around London, looking at other agencies, and then I decided at that time I was going to start up my own internet agent because Foxtons had no visibility on the agent.
This was pre-Rightmove. This is because they kicked him in 2000.
That's right. So in 1999, I opened an office in my own house in Islington where I was living.
What, still working for Foxtons?
I handed my notice in, and I went to try and establish the first internet agency that that there was. So I think there was no one else for that, but I just couldn't do it. And the truth was, I had actually a really powerful breakdown after a really bad episode abroad, and I spent 2 or 3 years in clinical depression, and actually had a really tough time.
What did you learn from that episode in your life?
Hope. Even when there's no hope, there is actually hope, but you just can't feel it. And I learned that people are wonderful, and they want to see you succeed, and they want to see you survive. And many people who would never speak of it have many more problems than you could have ever imagined. And so you've just got to hold on. And resilience is key, and time is the most important thing of all.
Yeah. And what did you learn working for a corporate like Countrywide?
Process. Massive amounts of process work, training, and Louis Powell's exceptional manager and leader, and he taught me hope and belief in people. Customer comes first. At Foxtons, it was money came first, I believe. And working for Louis Powell, it was definitely the client comes first, then the staff. And so he put things in the right order and then gave me the processes so that I could actually leave corporate world and actually start my own business properly this time.
So how, setting your own agency up in 2011, how did that go?
Within 1 year.
Where was that, by the way?
I was in Dorset. So it was in a little town called Dorchester, which is surrounded by fields. And it was a massive success, basically. I spent about 9 months making sure it was going to be a success, because I stripped everything we had down to about 26 quid a week, had three kids. Food outgoings were 26 quid a week, had a bike, that was it, sold the cars. And I just focused on service and process.
Interestingly, that you cut your expenditure out as opposed to trying to earn more money. I think that's quite wise, isn't it? What made you do that?
Because when you bootstrap a business from nothing, I actually started to resent my existence as an estate agent in the corporate world. Louis was made redundant, which I could see therefore that Countrywide was going on its knees back in 2009-10. I've been a really successful award-winning agent. I'm making good money, but I wasn't getting any fulfillment left. So what I realised was, if I bootstrap my business and I just cut away all overheads and I produce service, I can make a lot of profit. And that's what we did. Within a year, our register was 160 properties and everybody wanted to copy the model.
So what made you decide in 2013 to go down the franchise route? Because you could have opened up another branch, couldn't you?
That's a great question. I think we decided to go down the franchise route is because when I was going to start the business, I read a couple of books. I read The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. I read You, Inc. by John McGrath. And I also read Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Successful People, and Napoleon Hill.
And what did those books teach you?
So those books taught me that if I was going to start up a business, I didn't want to start up a business that was just going to be another siege mentality estate agent on the high street. Because I didn't have enough money to start an estate agency on the high street, because I only had about 8,000 quid. But I knew if I created service, I could do it. So as I built this business and I thought it was going to work, it took me 9 months to launch it instead of about 3. But then I've launched it with an integrity to start it up as a franchise business. But I was just going to do it very, very slowly because I had little babies on the way and I had little babies at home. And I just wanted to enjoy my time with them rather than make a great deal of money and open a massive empire. So I did it slowly. So I created 3 pilots, which were well-considered pilots. One was somebody who'd never done it before. One was an experienced regional manager who was obviously going to be setting his ways. And the other was an agency staff, a couple of agency staff members, so that there was a sort of person in each field.
A high street operation, a hub operation, from your bedroom operation?
All of them from the spare space in the house. So I used a garage. Then within a couple of years, I'd nearly 2,000 foot square foot hub. And the guys all opened from their spare room, their grandma's bedroom, no longer occupied, because we went to a care home, and a summer house. So those were all of our locations.
And whereabouts were those in the country?
They're all around Dorset. there was a lot of people who wanted me to help them start up as well, because we were making good money and we were taking a lot of time out of the office and having good times with our family. But frankly, the processes for starting people up weren't secure and it was very heavy on my time. So I just said no to a lot of people. I just wanted specific pilots to run for 3 or 4 years so I could work out exactly what's going to work.
Okay, so you've got these 5 offices. What have you learned in that time in terms of your relationship with your franchisees and their relationship with you as the franchisor?
Oh, great question. So what matters the most really is the well-being of the brand, the values in the brand. So we have 4 key values. So everything that we run our business by now goes by: we care, enjoy your journey, proudly reliable and genuinely professional. So anything outside those values gets removed from the brand, including people if they veer off track. So that, with the processes that we need, have created a brand which has got very, very high aspiration. Plus it has top 3% this year on the Property Academy Awards.
That's the best agent guide, isn't it?
Best agency, yeah, best agency guide. And silver in the Negotiator Awards for estate agency in the Southwest. So we started to win awards. We did top 5%, top 4, now top 3. So it's really processes and the well-being of the values. And we do a net promoter score within our business about how good in terms of fulfillment our franchisees feel.
Okay, so those are important words, but and you are upholding the values of your business. But what does that actually look like on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis?
Okay, so...
And let's do it from your point of view, looking to your franchisees, and then we'll reverse it and come back the other way.
Okay, good question. So So first of all, our hub office is actually not really an estate agency, more of a training centre. Okay. So what it looks like to me is if you started with me, you'd have 2 weeks of training before you could even go out the door.
Okay.
1 week is theory, excuse me, 1 week is theory and 1 week is practical. So you actually go on the job, you actually meet clients, you're getting assessed, and you have to actually be signed off before you can go out. We've got systems and processes and protocols for everything we do. So I need to make sure that everyone knows all of those processes, protocols, and that they understand the brand, really.
Okay, so that's the training. What do you get ongoing?
Yeah, so we do a quarterly mastermind, a quarterly awards and league tables. We do weekly one-to-one meetings, which is half an hour with me and each person or one of my colleagues. We've got a business development manager that meets every quarter to make sure that they're on track, to see if there's any profit that we can that we can eke out the business, any new ideas that we should be putting in, any challenges.
Do the franchisees ever come together?
Yeah, we do a meeting together every quarter as well. So there's a lot of contact between the franchisees because we're trying to use...
Once a quarter doesn't sound a lot.
Sorry?
Once a quarter doesn't sound a lot.
Well, we do a mastermind group, which is some of the guys want to actually, or ladies and guys want to be a part of that. And then once a quarter, we sit down together and we do an annual event as well. But we have a weekly sort of one-to-one check-in on numbers as well. So there's a lot of personal contact and network contact, which we find means that everyone feels they're part of a unified team all heading in the right direction.
Okay, so what do the franchisees do for each other?
They support each other. We use a lot of WhatsApp videos and groups. We share ideas. We share mastermind ideas. We have our own mastermind groups. They train each other as well. So some have got strengths and weaknesses. So we're very much a boutique brand. Some things are really working very well for somebody. And so we pilot things for each other as well. So our HQ pilots... key decision making systems, like new processes, if they work we roll them out, but we've got a lot of very, very intelligent and very successful people in the business, so they share ideas.
Okay, so is each franchisee responsible for their own right move and their own marketing, or is that included within the fee, and how does that all the pound notes work?
Yeah, so our fee is just turnover of properties only, so if they make any extras on referrals, and we're very big on suggesting people do, they can keep all that as profit. We don't take any financial, nothing. We just take estate agency turnover of properties, and that's it. So if you're a really good agent, and we refer sort of maybe six or seven different directions when we've got a property transaction.
When you say refer, we're talking about FS, conveyancing. Is that what you're talking about?
So any referrals could be FS, conveyancing, removals, auctions that we do. It could be
you as a franchisor do not take a percentage of that. You just take a percentage of the, and what is the percentage of the estate agency turnover?
15% we take.
And what do I get for the money apart from what you've already said?
You get a bespoke boutique brand, which is operating to very high standards, which should become a leading or award winning agency.
Because that's one of that has got to be the most expensive, if not one of the most expensive, when the likes of Belvoir at 12+1 and Martin & Co. at 9+1, 10+1, somewhere around there.
Yeah, so it's interesting you use the word expensive. So it's almost like saying, because we charge one of the highest fees in the marketplace, and some people say we're expensive, but if people are getting a much better outcome financially from using us, then actually it's expensive not to use us.
So really, you are the Stella Artois, or the Waitrose of estate agency franchising. Would that be about right?
Well, in the training, we put ourselves up against Google, Apple and John Lewis as part of our brand recognition, and see ourselves like the McGrath of agency in the UK. Really.
Okay, but you've been around now for 7 years and you've only got six offices, whilst all the others have got lots more, and okay, they started before you, but you know, if I was a franchise, why should I go to you when all the rage at the moment is the self-employed model?
Well, the trouble is the self-employed, first of all, I'll answer your first question, why should you come to me? Some of the best things took time to create. The biggest problem we've got in this world we live in, everyone wants to be big tomorrow, make everything. So
they didn't want to be big yesterday, don't they?
Well, they plan to be the best at everything they do, but they're not putting the processes in place to achieve that. So firstly, the first reason why I put my family before everything else. So I've got a little boy who's now 5, and I've got another boy who's now 11. I've got 2 stepchildren who are in their late teens now. So the last thing I wanted to do was scale up a low quality, low grade business for the sake of having offices over geography. What I'd rather do is enjoy working a 4-day week for the last 3 years and building a very precise brand, which is deep with quality, and then roll that out in a very fast attack over the next couple of years, really, and try and have about 40 franchises in the next few years. That's why.
And does that all over the country or predominantly in the south and southwest?
Anywhere. My business will work anywhere. It will work in Northern Ireland, Scotland, anywhere at all. So it belongs in the net.
So how do people contact you or find out more information about your franchise offering?
Yeah, so they can go to our website and use a contact me.
What is your website? Tell me.
That's www.myersestates.com, which is M-E-Y-E-R-S estates.com. Or they can go to my LinkedIn profile, which is Mark Myers, just asking really if people are looking for a new start. And they're a bit tired of working for somebody, and they want to create a nice life balance where there's scalability, where potentially they can let someone else run their location. And that takes me to your self-employed model. Problem is, with the self-employed model, you've got no legacy at all. So you're like the swag man in Australia who went over there thinking he could take a territory and then realizing it all belonged to somebody else. So the day where that agent packs up, you've got no identity. So I do believe in self-employed agent as a way of building a hub business within our franchise network. But the franchisee has the territory. So if a franchisee took Birmingham, for example, they could have 30 self-employed agents, but the legacy would belong to the franchisee. And the 30 self-employed agents would be like swagman, sort of, you know, chopping up the territory between them, which is a good way to build a business, but it's not the most effective way to have a life where you're not working as an agent anymore. So if you want to not work as an agent, you need a franchise. You need to then let other people run that franchise, and self-employed agents could do that whilst you're on a boat somewhere doing something else.
I've known Mark for a long time now. A lot of people said we should meet up, hence why today. I've been speaking to him now on the internet for a couple of months and always found him very fascinating. He's not paid me a penny to do this video, and in some other videos which are going to be on my YouTube channel, I'm going to get down and find out what he thinks about negotiators, valuers, and the estate agency profession as a whole. But like I said, he's not paid me a penny to do this, but I think it's important that you come today and give the opportunity to tell people what you're all about. So thank you for your time today, Mark.
Yeah, thank you very much.